Ok, debemos empezar.
Okay, vamos a empezar.
Now, I was asked to do a second lesson.
Vamos a hacer esta segunda lección.
It's more practical than the previous lesson.
Más práctica que la lección que les di anteriormente.
The previous lesson, I hope it encouraged your faith.
En la que les dimos previamente, espero que animado su fe.
And this lesson is more about acting on that faith.
Y esta lección es más acerca de actuar en esa fe.
Now, I'm afraid I need to do the short version. It's already 9:30. I think we should be heading home close to 10 o'clock, don't you think so? Besides, Jen and I, we have to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning to go to the airport. I think Francisco should get some of his money back from the hotel. Maybe we'll sleep for an hour and a half. So let's get right into it. We're going to do a brief study from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Let me give just a little bit of background. The audience of Hebrews is Christians who've been around for a while. They've done some great things for God. They've had many victories. But they're tired. And they're wondering if they can make it. What do we need to do to make it? So the writer of Hebrews, here's the outline. Jesus is amazing. Jesus is awesome. Jesus is tremendous. The secret to making to heaven is to know Jesus. In Hebrews 1, he says, Jesus is greater than all the prophets.
Hebreos 1, más como profetas.
And also in Hebrews 1, he says, Jesus is greater than the angels. And Hebrews chapter 3, he says, Jesus is greater than Moses. That might get a fight started with the Jews. Like saying, Argentina is better than Paraguay. And then in Hebrews chapter 4, says, Jesus as a priest is greater than the Jewish priests. In Hebrews 7, he says he's better than Melchizedek. And he's better than Abraham. In Hebrews 8, he says the covenant of Jesus is much better than the Jewish covenant. And then in Hebrews chapter 9, he says the tabernacle Jesus is in is so much better than the tabernacle of the Jews. It's like a shadow compared to the reality of Jesus in heaven. And then he says in Hebrews 10 that the sacrifices of Jesus are so much greater than the sacrifices of the Jews. But then he gives some practical advice on how to make it to heaven. In Hebrews 2, he says, pay attention. If you want to make it to heaven, you better pay attention. Pay attention to God. Then in Hebrews chapter 3, like we mentioned earlier, he says you need to make every effort. Don't stop working. We don't have rest in this life. Our rest is in heaven. And then in Hebrews chapter 5, he says, if you want to make it to heaven, you better grow up. But now we'll go to Hebrews 11. That's the subject of our message. If you want to make it to heaven, you need to live by faith. So let's read Hebrews 11, 1 through 3.
1, 2, 3.
Tener fe es tener la plena seguridad de recibir lo que se espera. Es estar convencidos de la realidad de cosas que no vemos. Nuestros antepasados fueron aprobados porque tuvieron fe. Por fe sabemos que Dios formó los mundos mediante su palabra. De modo que lo que ahora vemos fue hecho de cosas que no podían ver.
He gives us the definition of faith. Faith is belief in things you can't see. You know what? Everything that's important is invisible. What does the world think about? The world thinks about things you can see. About pleasure. About cars and jobs and things like that. But faith is belief in things you can't see. If you want to go to heaven, you need to deny your senses. Because the things you can see, they are a lie. They're not the reality. The unseen things are the real things. You know, if you look at the newspaper, does it look like God's in control? Not really. If you look at the economy, if you look at the world, does it look like Jesus is going to come back? Not really. Does it look like God's in control of the situations? Not really. We only see that by faith. You know, success, even in the church, success is something you can see. You know, in a sense, success is the enemy of faith. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to have success. But success is not, has nothing to do with faith. He says, this is what the ancients in the Bible were praised for. What were they praised for? They looked at what the world has to offer, what the world calls great, and they rejected those things. Instead, their greatness came from the God you cannot see. In verse 3, he says, by faith we know the universe that we can see was not made from things you can see. Here's his point. An unseen thing, God made the things that we can see. So which is greater? The things we can see? Or the one who made them that can't be seen? Unseen things are always greater. These men and women, Abraham, Moses, Rahab, they looked at what the world calls greatness. They said, you can keep that stuff. You know, Paul in Philippians 3, 1, 4 through 9. He said, I was the Jew above all Jews. The tribe of Benjamin. I was faultless. I had the best education. I was taught by Gamaliel. According to the world, I was great. But he said, that stuff, garbage, compared to knowing Christ.
Is that the faith that you have? Do you have faith that the things that are unseen are greater than the things that are seen? Paul did. You know, I want to tell a story about a friend. His name is Kok Hong. He and his wife lead the church in Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City. If you look at the situation for the church, it doesn't look too good. They're illegal. Their meetings are illegal. Nuestros consejos son ilegales. And they can't bring any visitors to church, ever. And they can't share their faith. And yet the church has grown rapidly. So they decided to plant a church in Hanoi, in the north of the country. 1 week before they were going, man broke into their apartment and beat him up right in front of his wife and children, bleeding and bruised. And 1 week later he went to Hanoi still with the cuts and the bruises on his face. They show up in Hanoi the first week. A police on the door. He says, "Did you come here to plant a church?" Kok Hong said, "Yes." "Are you the ones who teach you have to follow the Bible? And if you don't follow the Bible, you're not a Christian?" Kok Hong says, "Yes." "Are you the ones who teach that you have to be committed? You have to give up everything to follow God?" Didn't look too good. But Kok Hong said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, I want to study the Bible." And he was the first baptism in that church. See, faith is belief that God is working behind the scenes. Maybe there's illness in your family. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you're being persecuted. We have to see what the world can't see. The greatness of God. In verse 4, by faith Abel offered a better sacrifice. We don't know a lot about Abel. But we're still talking about him. Because he lived by faith. And then verse 5 and 6, Enoch. Enoch believed God. Enoch believes that despite all appearances, his reward would come not from the world, not from a good retirement, not from a nice house, not from a beautiful wife, not from success. That his reward came from God. Do you believe that your reward comes from God? Are you prepared to walk by faith? Enoch walked by faith. And then there's Noah. Let's read about Noah, verse 7.
Por fe Noé, cuando Dios le advirtió que habían de pasar cosas que todavía no podían verse, obedeció y construyó la barca para salvar a su familia. Y por esa misma fe Noé ordenó a la gente del mundo y fue heredero de la justicia que se obtiene por la fe.
Again, what it says here,
de nuevo lo que dice acá,
Noah,
Noé,
he was warned about things that couldn't be seen. But he obeyed. See, I believe in Paraguay, there's going to be a church of thousands. A church in every city. Doesn't look so good right now, maybe. Just a few people here. Most of you, not that special. Noah wasn't that special either. But God said to Noah, build an ark. And Noah said to God, what's an ark? God said, it's a boat. And Noah says, what's a boat? God says, it's a thing for, you know, when there's a lot of water. Noah says, what water? God says, a flood. Noah says, what's a flood? God says, it's when all kinds of water comes down. You know, the whole world's going to get flooded. Noah says, okay. Now, how big a boat you want me to build? Oh, 200 meters long. 200 meters long. Why do I have to make such a big boat? Because of the animals. What animals? The animals that are going to come. Why are they going to come? They're just going to come on their own. Well, when are they going to come? In 100 years. And Noah built the ark. Noah obeyed. And we struggle to believe that God's in control in our lives. What about Noah? Imagine the conversation with his neighbors. Noah, what are you doing? I'm building an ark. What's an ark? It's a boat. Well, what's a boat? It's a thing for when there's lots of water. What water? It's a flood. What's a flood? Oh, you know, lots and lots of rain is going to come down. If you say so. Now, why are you building such a big boat? Because of the animals that are going to come. What animals? They're going to come all by themselves. Who told you this? God. What God? The God that can't be seen. And Noah built the ark. He had to have the same conversation with his wife, I think. Think about this. Noah preached for 100 years. How many baptisms? Zero. And we get frustrated when we share our faith with a few people and nobody comes to church. How about Noah? How about his belief in things that are not seen? One of the points of the writer of Hebrews is all these men and women, they didn't even have what we have. They had not received the promises. We've received the promises. They didn't have the Bible. We have the Bible. They didn't have the prophecies. We have the prophecies fulfilled. Shame on us if we don't walk by faith. By faith, Noah built the ark. And the earth was judged. And Noah was saved. Now what about Abraham? Let's read verse 8 through 12.
Por fe Abraham, cuando Dios lo llamó, obedeció y salió para ir al lugar que él le iba a dar como una herencia. salió de su tierra sin saber a dónde iba. Y por la fe que tenía vivió como extranjero en la tierra que Dios le había prometido. Vivió en tienda de campaña, lo mismo que Isaac y Jacob, que también recibieron esa promesa. Porque Abraham esperaba aquella ciudad que tiene más espíritu de la cual Dios es arquitecto y constructor. Por fe también, aunque Sara no podía tener hijos y Abraham era demasiado viejo, él se recibió fuerzas para ser padre, porque creyó que Dios cumpliría sin falta su promesa. Así que Abraham, aunque ya próximo al fin de sus días, llegó a tener descendientes tan numerosos como las estrellas del cielo, como la arena y de la orilla del mar, que no se puede contar.
Now, Abraham, he walked by faith. But before I talk about Abraham, I want to make one more comment about Noah. God has not asked you to build an ark. Aren't you glad? Your neighbors would think you're crazy. But you know, Christians, they're kind of crazy. But God has asked you to build. He's asked you to build a ministry. He's given you a gift. Each one of us has gifts. And I want you to picture right now the ark that you're going to build. The people who will be saved through your ministry. Whatever that is. Whatever gift God gave you. 5 years from now. 20 years from now. I want you to imagine what God's going to be able to use you to do. Now by faith, Abraham left. God said to Abraham, who lived in safety, he had everything the world has to offer. He lived in Ur, the biggest city in the world. He had a house. He had a wife. He had a lot of stuff. God says, go. Abraham says to God, where? God says, I'm not telling you. You go first, then I'll tell you. I like to think about the conversation with Sarah. Abraham says to Sarah, hey, God told us to go. Who? A voice out of the sky or something? God told me to go. Well, where are you going to go? I don't know. We just have to go. North, south, east, west, I don't know. Are you ready for the Christian adventure? Because Christianity, it's an adventure. I don't know where God's going to take me next. But I know this, that if I walk by faith, He'll take me to a better place than where I am right now. I mean, on this trip, Jen and I, we're kind of walking by faith. Every step, it's an adventure. Are you ready for the Christian adventure? Now, if you want to take the Christian adventure, you need to leave everything behind. See, if we knew where God was taking us, where's the faith in that? So by faith, Abraham left everything. He spent the rest of his life living in a tent. God says, I'm going to give you a place, but only to the ones who come many generations after you. By faith, Abraham lived in the promised land, even before it was given as a promise. That's our life as Christians. Of course, we too are walking around in the kingdom of God. It's just a picture picture of things that are not seen. But we too believe that God has prepared a home for us. And then God said to Abraham, more than 90 years old, you're going to have a baby. Your wife, a 75, 80 years old. Abraham, 90 years old. And I think I still have it. But Sarah, she went through menopause 30 years ago. Impossible. But Abraham believed. Some of us have some hard situations in our life. From a worldly perspective, there's no solution. Faith is belief in things that are not seen. And by faith, Abraham became the father. Literally, of many nations. And spiritually, like it says in Romans 4, 16 and 17, he has millions of children. Many of them are sitting right here. We too, by faith, left everything behind. We said to the world, oh, you can have that stuff. We're walking by faith. You know, we need to follow Abraham out of Ur. But we also need to follow Abraham to Mount Moriah. Let's read verse
17 through 19. Este Abraham reconocía que Dios tiene poder hasta para resucitar a los muertos, y por eso Abraham recobró a su hijo y así vino a ser un símbolo.
So God gave Abraham a son.
Así que Dios le dio a Abraham un hijo.
Then he said, kill that son.
Luego le dijo, mata.
By faith.
Por fe.
Abraham was willing to give up.
Por fe, Abraham estaba dispuesto a dejar abandonar.
The blessing that God had already given him. Because he believed God had even greater blessings in store for him. Some of us have had blessings from God. Things that we appreciate from God. But who knows? God might even take those away. Will you still walk by faith? Abraham laid the most valuable thing in the world. He laid it down on the altar. Abraham, a man of faith. What do you need to lay down on the altar? What do you value so much that maybe you have to sacrifice it to God? And look at the faith of Abraham. Because faith said that he would be the father of many nations. But faith said, kill the child. So Abraham thought. He reasoned. I know God is in control. I know that God has in mind what's best for me. So he reasoned. If I kill Isaac, God would raise him from the dead. And figuratively, that's exactly what happened. See, faith does not require we stop thinking. But we need to think by faith.
Pero tenemos que pensar en fe.
Not what do our eyes tell us.
No, porque lo que nuestros vistas, ojos vemos, dice.
What do the eyes of faith tell us?
Pero sí con los ojos de la fe.
Because faith is belief in things not seen.
Porque fe es creer en cosas que no vemos.
Now let's read verse 13 through 16. That's the heart of the whole book of Hebrews.
Todas estas personas murieron sin haber recibido las cosas que Dios había prometido, pero como tenían fe, las vieron de lejos y las saludaron, reconociéndose a sí mismos como extranjeros de paso por este mundo. Y los que dicen tal cosa claramente dan a entender que todavía andan en busca de una patria. Si hubieran estado pensando en la tierra de donde salieron, bien podrían haber regresado allá. Pero ellos deseaban una patria mejor, es decir, la patria celestial. Por eso Dios no se les cuenta de ser llamado, es Dios de ellos. Pues les tiene preparada una ciudad.
You want to make it to heaven?
¿Quieren llegar al cielo?
Here's the secret.
Aquí está el secreto.
Keep walking by faith.
Siguen caminando en fe.
If the day you die,
el día que nosotros duramos,
you're still walking by faith,
aunque ese día estás caminando por fe,
you'll walk right into heaven.
Entonces vas a caminar directamente al cielo.
You know, the Christian life,
la vida cristiana,
is like living on a bridge.
Es como vivir en un, puente.
Because we left the old country behind.
Porque dejamos el antiguo país.
I'm not an American.
Yo no soy un americano.
You're not a Paraguayan.
Yo no eres un Paraguayan.
The world says you are, but God says no.
El mundo dice que tú eres, pero Dios dice que no.
Our citizenship is in heaven.
Nuestra ciudadanía está en los cielos.
Our constitution is not written on a piece of paper.
Nuestra constitución no está escrita en papel.
Somewhere in the capital here. Our constitution,
nuestra constitución,
is Hebrews 5 through 7.
Es Hebreos 5 al 7.
Our ethic,
nuestra ética,
the world thinks is nonsense.
Dice el mundo que no tiene sentido.
Because we say,
porque nosotros decimos,
the way to greatness is humility.
La, el camino para la grandeza, la grandeza es la humildad.
The way to joy is mourning. The world doesn't understand us. According to this passage, we're like aliens. We're like sojourners. This world is not our home. I have a question. How many of you like to fit in? All of us want to fit in. I'll tell you this. If you're a disciple of Jesus, you'll never fit in. Because to us, every country is like our homeland. But every homeland is like a foreign country. Because we're different. We're not different because we wear strange clothes. We're not different because we have some kind of strange vocabulary. Although sometimes we do. No, our difference is that we walk by faith. And the things that we count important are things that cannot be seen. You know, they could have gone back. But these men, Abraham and Moses and Noah and Enoch, they knew that they were going to a better place. Abraham could have gone back. You can go back anytime you want. You can go back sitting there in that chair. But these men and women, they walk by faith. And God is honored to call them His children. He's not ashamed to be called their God. By faith, Moses left everything behind.
Dejó todo
He had money. He had all the clothes. The women were falling at his feet. And by faith, Moses walked out of Pharaoh's palace and lived like a slave. By faith, we too need to leave Pharaoh's palace. In verse 27, let's read 27 and 28.
Por fe Moisés fue de la tierra de Egipto, sin miedo al enojo del rey, y se mantuvo firme en su propósito como si fuera a Dios invisible. Por fe Moisés celebró la Pascua y mandó rociar las fuerzas con sangre para que el ángel de la muerte no tocara al hijo mayor de ningún Israel.
By faith, Moses believed in things that were not seen.
Por fe, Moisés creyó en cosas que no se podían ver.
God says the destroying angel is coming. And Moses believed. And they put the blood on the doors. And they were saved. Moses believed in things that could not be seen. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. What were their weapons? They left their weapons behind in the camp. They walked around that city. I was in Jericho last year. It's about 45 degrees. It was hot. The people in the city, they looked at the Jews, they said, they're crazy. They're going to beat us by walking around the city? But by faith, the trumpet sounded, and the walls fell down. Because literally, the people of God walked around Jericho by faith. And then there's so many other stories that I can't tell you about Samson and Jephthah and David, about the women of faith, about Ruth, about Esther. These people were stoned. They were put in prison. They were beaten. They were killed by the sword. They went without food and clothes. They wandered in deserts. And they lived in caves. Like it says here, they were all commended for their faith. Yet they never received the promise. We've received the promise. Like the Hebrew writer said, we have Jesus. Oh, Jesus is better than Moses. Better than Abraham. His covenant is so much better. We have the real thing. Brothers and sisters, let us walk by faith. Thank you. Yeah, I have that. Let's back that. Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah, okay. I'm sure I'll be tired. I'm okay. I think I am, yeah. I'm sure. Oh, gracias. Okay, gracias.
You did a great job.
Yeah, much more energy for you than for me. Much more. You know, the best translator is the one that I don't even know they're there. When I'm speaking, I'm not even aware that you're there. That's perfect. Very good. One of the best translators. Yeah. Thank you. So, that lesson was only 35 or 40 minutes,
good,
I think.
Good job.
Yeah, it was about 35 minutes. That's what I was trying to say.